WMFO in Medford. Good morning, Boston, of course, the rest of the world, because you can listen online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to Music You Might Otherwise Miss. First hour is the new release show. We focus in on new material that was just released, or not released yet. For the second and third hour, be an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, and alternative, but most of it you probably haven't heard of before, which is why this is Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Now, on with the show. I have a great program lined up for you with an hour of music that contains new material from Generationals, Little Dragon, and Clap Your Hands Say Yeah. Today's reissue song is from the Spin Doctors off a re-release of their classic Pocketful of Kryptonite album. Also in this morning's entertainment, we have the new single from The Night Cafe and decide to make them today's lineage. That'll hit around the 10:30 mark, so please join us for that. Plus, all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tuned to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with a tune from Hani Al-Khatib. This 35-year-old singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, is originally from San Francisco, but now makes his base of operations in Los Angeles. His father is Palestinian, his mother is Filipino, and Hani is a first-generation American. This diverse generation, while growing up skateboarding and listening to 60s soul, surf, doo-wop, and British invasion music, combined to give him a fresh take on music. He released his first album in 2011 and now has just released his fourth. It's called Savage Times and came out on February 17th. He's already getting some good reviews. I've had difficulty picking just one track, and I finally ended up going with Paralyzed. New music from Hani Al-Khatib here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Okay.
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Closing off that two-song set of the opening hour with brand new music from Paper Lions. Been following Paper Lions since 2013. They are a well-seasoned four-piece indie rock/pop group out of Belfast, Prince Island in Canada. They're originally known as the Chucky Danger Band, but changed their name in 2008. On their latest album, Full Color, they're making a purposeful attempt at going mainstream pop. It's not really working for me, however, I understand why they're doing it. The track I had just for airplay there was called Believer. Changing musical direction was something new from Kitta Alexander. I first discovered Kitta in 2015 with the release of her debut single, On My Own Way, which is a fantastic song. She is just 19 when she released that song and got the attention of a record label group. They signed her, and Kitta released a four-song EP the following year. For 2017, Kitta has started this year with a really nice single titled Damage Done. It's not available on iTunes yet in the United States. However, you can listen to it via SoundCloud and Spotify. I'm hoping there's more music from her coming later this year. New music from Kitta Alexander here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. That was the latest material from Lowly here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. Lowly is a self-described, eclectic noise band is how they describe it. Two gals and three guys make up this creative Danish band. When I first found them in 2015, they had just released their debut EP, Sink Way Into Me. They finally returned with their debut full-length album, Heba, H-E-B-A, on February 10th on Bella Union Records. The song we just sampled there was a track called Mornings.
Of course, our kids should eat fresh, healthy foods, but there's no supermarket nearby.
I wish we were closer to good health care because of our son's asthma.
And closer to nice homes, decent schools, but...
But we have none of these resources.
Many variables can shape children's lives, like the zip code where they grow up. Learn how you can help improve your community at hud.gov/fairhousing. Fair Housing. Shared opportunity in every community. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Next up is a new piece from Little Dragon. I've been following Little Dragon since, 2009 with the release of their track Looking Glass, which was included in the album Machine Dreams. This group is fronted by Swedish-Japanese singer Yukimi Nagano, and they have had quite a bit of success singing the lead for other bands. And the European club scene, she decided to get together with these guys. The first taste of success in the American market was a song of theirs on the debut album, Twice. It was featured in season 5 of ABC's Grey's Anatomy. It's amazing what kind of exposure that will do for any song. The band is back in 2017 with a new single. This release is called High. It came out February 16th and has been out as a standalone single. New music from Little Dragon here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Stay right by the radio. We have today's lineage with the Night Cafe right after the latest here from Clap Your Hands. Say yeah.
The elastic of my slapstick seems to snap down on deaf ears. I take a drastic little matchstick and set fire to the tears. I will go around that stage in just my birthday suit. Now that I'm far proof. It's a candle that you bring to the table, but it's not enough for me. Small favor, my neighbor, my savior, you will be. The ring of fire's growing high, but we will never leave. No, 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 no,
new music from Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah, here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK, and thanks for joining me here on a Tuesday morning. Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah. They are back and still working it, basically, despite some personnel changes. I remember they had originally self-released their debut album in 2005, and it was such a big deal that it was kind of like the start of the decline of major label influence in the indie music area. Bands could, well, reach their audience directly and record their music in their own makeshift studios and on their Apple laptops. Album number 5 for the band, The Tourist, officially drops February 24th, and yes, they are still self-releasing. Oh, and by the way, that tune I just featured there is called Fireproof. Well, it is time for our feature. It's called The Lineage. portion of the show when I like to play a new tune from an artist, and then I'm going to follow it up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun and helps add some perspective to an artist's career. Today's pick is The Night Cafe. The Night Cafe, they are an unsigned four-piece indie alt-pop band with some rock influences, and they're from the Liverpool area. Other than that, I don't have a great deal of information on the band, other than they've been together for a little over a year. They've had 5 singles released to their name, and they're already getting some decent press in the UK. Their latest self-released single came out February 10th. It's called Strange Clothes. So this is The Night Cafe. They're today's Lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Transparency.
Farm Radio from Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. Music you might otherwise miss. Finishing it up with today's lineage, that was The Night Cafe with Together, which was released as a standalone single in March of 2016. If you want to check out today's new release show playlist, I'm getting ready to post it at my website, which is tksmusic.com. That's tksmusic.com. While you're there checking out the playlist, you can also find some free downloads, also some videos housed there, and an email function if you want to send me a note. It's all there for you online at tksmusic.com. Today's reissue song of the week is from Spin Doctors. They struck gold in 1991 when MTV started to play their Little Miss Can't Be Wrong video, and it seemed like we just couldn't get enough. Spin Doctors, Doctors combined blues rock with some nifty pop hooks and became, well, an overnight sensation. Well, the label has decided to mark their 25th anniversary of the Spin Doctors' Pocketful of Kryptonite with a special deluxe edition. Track I have for you today is Two Princes. They are. Here we are. The Spin Doctors, rather, with a reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Just go ahead. for better rain tomorrow.
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK spinning the latest for you here at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Closing off that two songs, that was a new single from The Curious Incident. I just played a track from these guys back in January, and they noticed it. And then they sent me a note, and then it prompted them to then follow it up with this new song from them. Anyway, The Curious Incident is, they are two mates, Caro on vocals and guitar, and Diaz on drums and sampling. These friends make some Caribbean-inspired music, according to them, from their base of operations in London. The new single is called Honey Hunger, which came out on February 16th. Keeping the tunes going here today with a band by the name called No Middle Name. They're a self-described lo-fi dream pop band, but it's really just a solo vehicle for David Bailey. He's been releasing material since 2012 with the record label, Mall Music. However, for his latest album, Fondness, he's gone out on his own. The new self-titled disc came out on January 27th, and the track I have to share for you this morning is called Love in Stereo Sound. New music from No Middle Name here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Freeform Radio. Dutch University 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. That is a tune from The Creases. And The Creases are an indie alt-pop band out of Brisbane, Australia. They're fronted by Joe Agius and Jaron McMahon. I discovered these guys because of following another band called The Preachers. It was an Australian music website that had just published a review of The Preachers, Major Leagues, and The Creases. So I was thinking, I like to do former bands. Maybe I should check out The Creases band, and that was back in 2013. The boys, pardon me, the boys are back with a new single for 2017, and that tune is called Everybody Knows. Next on the playlist is a new song from Generationals. And Generationals are Ted Joyner and Grant Widmer. They've been together as Generationals since 2007, and I've been, well, I guess a fan ever since. The pair has been steadily releasing solid material for 10 years now. The new release is a standalone single, and it's called Keep It Low. And I'm thinking that a new full-length album is in the works, and to be honest with you, I can't wait. New music from Generationals here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Your voice on the phone, keep it low. Your voice on the phone, keep it low. Your voice on the phone, keep it low. Keep it low. If you want to stay out for too long, I've been in the shadow you are now. The dusk of the day,
WMFO. Let me slip in one more from Spring Onion. It's from a compilation released earlier this month. The disc is called Valentape Volume 1, and the proceeds benefit Safe Harbor, which supports survivors of sexual and domestic violence. This tune again is called I Dreamed a Dream from Spring Onion. Please stay tuned for hours 2 and 3 of Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
I remember what I dreamt about. It was you and me at my high school theater. There were other people visiting. They had come to town to watch the high school theater.